Good afternoon. I think it's time to talk to you, Carlo. Which one are you going to do first? Do the balloons one.
The balloon one, the shining story, well, kind of. I like this because as a heavyweight, I'd like to feel lightweight. So what is it, how many helium-filled balloons would it take to lift me off the ground?
For a start, where did you find the story?
I told you, we had this IT company that came, sorted our IT system, apparently. Within days of leaving, we start getting all the spam coming in.
This was another spam one. Oh, right.
But it's, I tell you what I like. I like the subject line. Some of them are absolutely ridiculous. Some of them are very, very good. So this and the pants one had grabbing subject lines. So as a heavyweight, I'd like to feel lightweight. And that was the subject line. I thought, click, let's go for it.
Okay.
So it's a little, don't try this at home, incidentally, and do not attach your kids to the balloons. They will float away kind of Banksy style, wouldn't they? I think. Here's how you work out the lifting possibility of balloons. Now, a helium balloon, a normal sized helium balloon, apparently has a lifting force of 1 gram per litre. So if you have a balloon that contains 5 litres of helium, the balloon can lift 5 grams. A normal sized helium balloon will lift 14 grams. So if you weigh 50 kilograms, which is approximately 110 pounds, you'd need approximately 3,500 balloons.
Oh my God.
They ask you to add another 500 just to get a reasonable rate of lift. So I am 110 kilograms, give or take a few kilograms. It would take about 7,800 balloons to lift.
Wow.
So if you wanted to get rid of me, Siobhan, you attach 8,000 balloons to me and off I go. How many balloons?
I don't know how high you'd go.
How high do you think you would go? It doesn't actually give you the formula for that. But how many balloons would 8,000 balloons be? Would it fill this room? Two rooms.
Much, much, much more.
But this is the kind of nonsense that fills my head, and I do find it interesting. And this appealed to me because Banksy years ago in London had come up with that brilliant stunt where he had the McDonald's clown floating over the Thames with what looked like a kidney's hand attached to balloons, and it looked like he was actually floating away.
Right.
And people were calling the police and saying there's a clown with a kid in its arm ready to kind of float over
London.
I don't remember that. One of his brilliant stunts.
Because there was another stunt recently where was it a donkey or something? In a balloon of sorts. And again, it was a stunt, and the police were out, and it was a huge operation. Obviously, it cost a fortune for all of these police to try and find out what it was, and they thought it was a real animal. Obviously, it wasn't. They were not amused. It wasn't funny at all.
And the other thing,
I think they may have charged the person who did it with the fee of how much it cost for the
to get call
the police out. Yeah,
Dubai used to be a place of balloons. You would go to events and everybody had balloons all over the place. It was balloons and all kind of light effects. And I'm not seeing balloons very often on our landscape.
I think environmentally it's frowned upon now.
Balloons?
Is it? Yeah.
Why?
Because they take off and they land and they get eaten by animals.
Oh.
And it's not a good thing.
Right. Well, you have to hold on to your balloon.
So you don't see them nearly as much as you used to, I think, for that reason.
You have to hold on to them.
Carl, I'm curious to know if it was in your spam. Was this people trying to sell you helium balloons?
Yeah, possibly. Exactly. What was the selling point of that?
The you know what? It actually came via spam, but it was actually via science and howstuffworks.com.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not understanding how that would be spammed.
Mm.
But that was the original kind of reference point of it, howstuffworks.com.
You'd have to check the email for euphemisms, I suppose, and see what might be in there.
what's in it? But I'm astounded at the number of spam stuff that comes out. I've had lots of invitations from people who have millions of dollars.
Oh, what, they want to give it to you?
But all
they need is your bank account.
I can't believe how many people know that there's something wrong with my maleness and it needs to be kind of enhanced. I can't believe how many people want to sell me tablets that will help my state of mind.
It's incredible.
And it's just a non-stop stream.
Do people actually buy these things? I mean, they must do, or else it wouldn't exist, I would imagine. But it is quite worrying, isn't it?
I think because you can send, it doesn't cost anything. You can send out tens of millions of these things. You only need like a 0.001% return.
To make it worth your
done.
While.
Yeah, so
but I mean, these
it?
Like these spam emails about, I mean, I've had some brilliant ones, actually. They don't go in my spam, they're in my inbox. you know, letters from lawyers with actual addresses in London, with phone numbers and emails, and very well written. And the fact that I, you know, they've finally found me, and they've been looking for me for ages, because
500 years.
They need my details so they can send me money. Oh no, they want me to give them money. That's right. So they can unlock a huge sum of money, and then as soon as they've got that, then they'll give me the money back. But obviously, people must fall for these things.
Of course.
But here
I had one recently, actually, from FedEx, and I really wanted to actually call them up and say, did you get that? Yeah. And just say, did you know this is happening? It says that you've received a parcel and had an attachment on it, and that you must collect your parcel, and if you don't, you have to pay a fee. Did you get that one? And I got it quite a few times. And it was very sort of officially written and everything. Because at first I actually opened it and thought it was real. But then it said I'd received a parcel from some kind of obscure city in the US.
So what was it asking you to do?
It said, if you don't collect it, which I hadn't done, after a certain date, you had to pay a fine of a certain amount of money. It wasn't very much. And then so, you know, they wanted you to send the money. It was very clever.
And there was an attachment as well, which could contain
more spam.
More stuff.
You don't know what.
Which I stupidly opened.
Yeah. Well, of course. I think FedEx is an email from them you would open. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't think twice about opening
it. Yeah, so, I mean, it just shows you every international company, I mean, it's everywhere, isn't it? Who was it? We did actually a show on how to protect yourself sort of online, etc., a couple of weeks back on the technology show. There were some shocking figures, like every second there's like a million spam alerts or something. I mean, it's phenomenal the amount of spam that's out there continuously that you have to block and continuously update your computers.
Here's a question I'm not sure if anybody would know.